every day, me and you. The Good News and Shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good News and Shoes.
Welcome to Kingdom Ministries International with Pastors Freeman and Twana Williams, where we love families, change neighborhoods, and impact communities with the gospel of the kingdom. We are convinced you will hear and see God's love for you as you advance toward your fulfillment of your life's purpose in Christ.
Chosen. Today's session, I'm going to start in Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 6. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 6. The title of today's message is Chosen. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 6. You need to know that you are chosen. And you need to know that your value is beyond what anybody's ever told you. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 6. Are you there?
Yes.
This is the Father talking to Israel. We are Israel.
Amen.
Say, I am. Israel.
Israel.
Once you settle that, you got it. You got half of the battle right there.
Amen.
Because the promises come to those that are Israel.
Amen.
Now watch, Deuteronomy 7, 6. I'm reading out the New King James Version. For you are a holy people to the Lord. Who are we holy to?
To the Lord.
Does it matter if what the world says?
No.
That's where you have to start. You are holy unto who?
The Lord.
Your God. The Lord your God has chosen you to be a people for himself.
Yes.
A special treasure above all the people on the face of the earth.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh boy, I know that's big to you. It's hard to hear, but it's true.
It's true.
The Lord did not set his love on you, nor chose you because you were more in number than any other people, for you were the least of all peoples. But because the Lord loves you.
Yes.
Come on, you got to settle that today. God loves you.
Yes.
And because he would keep the oath which he swore to your fathers. The Lord has bought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you from the house of bondage, from the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Why? Because he loved you and he made a promise to your descendants or your forefathers, and he has to keep it. Now watch, that word chosen in the Hebrew, the word chosen, please write this down, take your notes, and you ought to be. The word chosen, it is the word bachar. It is spelled B-A-C-H-A-R, B-A-C-H-A-R. It is the word bachar. Watch this, this is powerful. It means join, J-O-I-N. It means acceptable, and it means to try. Join, acceptable, to try. The word chosen in the Hebrew, it is the word bachar. It is spelled B-A-C-H-A-R. It is the word bachar. It means join, acceptable, and to try. Join, acceptable, and to try. So watch this. This is powerful. Verse 6, for you are a holy people to the Lord, your God. The Lord your God has joined you. The Lord your God has accepted you. And the Lord your God will try you.
Yes.
Come on.
Yes.
Come on now. We got to get real with this. He's joined you. In other words, he wants you one with him. He himself made you acceptable by his own sacrifice.
Yes.
Because what you offering wasn't sufficient. And he's letting you know that in this journey, you're going to be tried.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to have some trials. Come on.
Yes.
There are going to be some challenges. But he's letting you know I'm with you.
Amen.
And I made you acceptable.
Come
on, the writer later on said that you have been accepted into the beloved.
Amen.
Acceptable is not what you've done, it's what he's done.
True.
I'll say it again. Acceptable is not what you've done, because what you tried to offer, what we tried to offer him, was not acceptable. He couldn't use it. So he himself came down, gave himself so he can use himself to make us acceptable.
Amen.
Are you understanding?
Yes.
Now write these three things down, very important. Why you were chosen, in the sense of why you were chosen. Number one. You were chosen for your assignment on earth.
Yes.
You're only on the earth because you have an assignment. That's all you're here for. That's first and foremost.
Yes.
That would be your purpose. The only reason you are here is because God sent you, because there's something you have to do that no one else can do.
Amen.
Got it? Number two, you were chosen to have specific impact in your family and generation. You were chosen to have specific impact in your family and generation. Some of us have very interesting families.
Yes.
Very interesting.
Yes.
You stay in the way, or you keep doing what God said, and you stay and keep your mindset on the fact that He chose you for this assignment, it takes all the weight of them off of you.
Amen.
You stop being their Messiah.
Yes.
Stop letting them push you up against a tree telling you what you have to do. Come on, you got to get it. That's what they do. Chosen to be, to have specific impact in your family and generation. You must, before you die, leave something to this generation that nobody else has ever done, that they can go back and look at and say, without this impact, they could not move forward.
Amen. Amen.
Right.
You were born for this generation.
Yeah.
So God does not expect you to have impact on what David did.
Hmm.
Nor Moses.
Amen.
Nor Peter. Nor John. Nor Andrew. Nor Bartholomew. Nor Martin Luther King. He expects you to have impact on your generation. When your feet are on the earth, before you leave, He wants you to leave an indelible mark that cannot be erased.
Amen.
There's something that you were sent to do, and when you do it, the world will recognize that you were here.
Amen.
Amen.
Come on. He's holding you accountable for that. That's why you were chosen. And number three, you were chosen to represent Christ and His kingdom to the world.
Amen.
You were chosen to represent Christ and His kingdom in the world. You were chosen to represent Christ and His kingdom in the world. Represent? Yes, represent. The word represent is the same word represent. Originally present. The word re means original. Number one, you were chosen for your assignment on earth, on the earth. Number two, you were chosen to have specific impact in your family and generation. And number three, you were chosen to represent Christ and His kingdom in the world. So what are you saying, Pastor? The same thing you heard.
Amen.
You are here to win.
Amen.
You were not sent here to lose in any capacity.
Amen.
Well, somebody got it.
Yes.
You were sent here in victory.
Yes.
Because remember, the word vision is not a word that comes from the earth. Vision comes from God. So God saw you win before He sent you.
Amen.
Yes.
Come on, the writer, you were in Him in heaven.
Yes.
He saw you win. God will not send you here if victory is not imminent.
Amen.
You can't break the portal and come through until it's sure that you're going to win.
Amen.
When you decide not to win and you go another way, God will not take responsibility because He's already prepared the way for you.
Amen.
If you choose another way or another direction, you have to give an account for it. That's why the writer said the Holy Spirit will judge the world of its sin and the rejection of Christ.
Amen.
So when you refuse to accept Christ and can't find your original pattern or where you're supposed to walk and your purpose, God is going to hold you accountable because everybody was chosen in Him before sin.
Amen.
Amen.
This is before the fall. This is in heaven. So He expects you to follow a certain path. Come on, we talked about it. Proverbs 19:21. Many are the plans of a man, but it's the Lord's plans that prevail.
Yes. Always.
Doesn't matter what it looks like. God's going to win.
Yes.
He has already won. He is not sweating. He's not unconfident. He's not moved. Every word He's spoken is still performing what He sent it to do.
Yes.
He's not got up off His throne to change His mind. He sits right there and He's waiting for all of us to show up.
Amen.
That's good. Oh, boy.
Yes.
He's not moved by one thing. Oh, they got all these things going on in the world. He knew it was going to happen.
Yes.
Christ prayed. He said, Father, I pray for you, pray for them in the world, that you keep them from the evil one.
Yes.
He said, I don't pray that you take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one.
Yes.
He is not trying to get us off the world. He's trying to get us into our purpose so we can take over the world.
Yes.
Why? By having Christ in us take over and do things right.
Amen. That's right.
Come on. Psalms 33. This is going to help us.
Yes.
And we're going to walk this out together. You're going to leave here ready to go for the rest of your life. And when somebody comes to you trying to convince you to give up, you're going to laugh in their face.
Yes.
trying to get people to give up and cave in, telling you stuff. Oh, if you're supposed to be so saved, why are things not working out for me? Just because I don't see it doesn't mean it's not working out.
Amen.
Remember this, I keep telling you, faith is not what God is going to do. It's what he's already done. As long as you think it's what God's going to do, you have to perform to achieve it. You have to perform to get the benefits. There's no performance we can do to make God move outside of worship.
Amen. That's it.
Worship. Praise doesn't make him move.
No.
Praise is adoration.
Yes.
But when you tell him who he is, and you begin to hold up them hands, you begin to decrease yourself and begin to acknowledge him and tell him how great he is, and being I am and our Father and the Most Holy One and King of Kings. Let me tell you something. He has to show up. Because those are not our words. Those are his words. He comes to glorify himself off what he said in us, and all we're doing is saying it. So that gives him a portal in the earth.
Amen.
Why do you think David lived in portals? David constantly worshiped. He did not praise him. David worshiped, the Lord is my shepherd. The Lord, the Lord. He just kept playing the harp. The Lord. And finally God said, now he's got it.
Yes.
He would go down and he would just sit there. It's called the place of meeting.
Yes.
He would sit there with the Most Holy. He would have a group around him called the Ascents.
Yes.
And they would all sit there and worship. And David would sing songs of worship to the Most High. And he would manifest.
Yeah. Glory. Hallelujah. That's it.
Come on. That's what commands the presence of God.
Yes.
He said, I'm looking for those that would worship me in
spirit and in truth.
He is not interested in your fleshly worship. Freshly, listen to this. Fleshly worship is called emotional descent to nothingness. Fleshly worship from us is called emotional descent into nothingness. Give me some proof, Pastor. Romans says that the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit because it is foolishness to him. So your flesh can't even participate in worship. That's why it's a spiritual act.
Yes. Yes.
And it's spirit to spirit.
Yes.
Psalms 33. Start in verse 10. Watch this. This is powerful. The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He makes the plans of the people of no effect. The counsel of the Lord stands forever. So whatever God says, it is.
Yes.
Got it?
Yes.
Whatever anybody else says about you is a lie.
Yes.
Got it?
Yes.
Now watch this. The plans of his heart to all generations. I'll start in verse 11. The counsel of the Lord stands forever. The plans of his heart to all generations. That means if you do right, he's going to take care of your kids.
Amen. That's right.
That's what he said.
Yes.
Now watch this. Verse 12. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord.
Amen.
The people he has chosen as his what?
Holy inheritance.
So you're not just chosen as you think psychologically as they told you. They said you're chosen as his own inheritance.
Amen.
Now watch. That word inheritance in the Hebrew means portion. Portion. That's a powerful word.
Yes.
So he's saying God has chosen you as his portion. So the earth he's given you is only a portion. So please write this down. The earth is only a portion of what God has for you. See, you have to understand that's how he thinks. He's saying, I chose you. You're my inheritance. We're good. But understand this. I chose you. You're the portion I want. Out of all the other nations, I love you. I want you. I want you to represent me in the earth.
Yes.
I want you to represent me in the earth. And he said, understand this. We're going to start on the earth, but we're going to finish much bigger.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
That's it.
Come on. We're going to start on the earth. That's why Satan wanted the earth, because the earth is the foundation of what's to come.
Yes.
That's why he fought for rule of government of the world. Because the earth, if it was done right, would affect the world.
Yes.
The world, if it was done right, would affect the galaxy. The galaxy would affect the universe.
Yes.
Yes.
So what happened was, when the fall took place, because he didn't have full revelation of what went on and he didn't have a body,